Ja, es hat funktioniert.
Happy Birthday, America!
Ja, schön, schöne Melodie, muss ich sagen.
Herzlichen Glückwunsch, Amerika.
That's a beautiful song, actually. That's a very beautiful song. And it's been around since independence. And the second video is actually about the Declaration of Independence. And I hope we can play that as well. It's a very moving segment. It's about 15 minutes long. And then we could, Ishma, if you don't mind, you could just summarize it at the end. You don't have to go word for word.
I think that's better, because otherwise that's not working.
Right, yeah. So we can try the second one.
I had a problem by downloading it. Sorry. I'm afraid we cannot play it.
Oh, really?
Because the link is not working.
Okay, well,
Okay. Es kommt zu mir, also den Link, den du mir geschickt hast, der kommt auf Google Workspace und da sagt er, es kann nicht runter, die gewünschte Konversation kann nicht geladen werden.
Einen Moment bitte, I can try.
Er hat noch ein anderes Video. Ich will mal eben gucken, er hat mich noch was geschickt. Und weil ich genau das gleiche Problem hatte, Ted hat mir das vorher geschickt.
Okay.
Und das andere, was er geschickt hat, geht auch nicht. Das, was auf Google ist, konnte ich auch nicht sehen.
Nein, es geht nicht. Und kannst du es sonst abspielen?
Das andere, das war auch nochmal dasselbe mit der Flagge. Das war nochmal.
Okay, also hast es du auch nicht?
Nee.
Okay, ja, dann müssen wir leider ohne dem auskommen jetzt.
Ja, müssen wir vielleicht eine andere Sendung machen. So, we have a problem, Ted. The link you were sending to us in Google is not working. Gerhard has the same problem as I have.
Okay, das mag nicht.
We can talk about it.
I can simply find it, no problem, my friends, and then I'll just send it to you. I can do that, no problem. Let me see here.
Und ich kann zu unseren deutschen Zuhörern sagen, also deutsch sprechenden, es ist sehr schön, nach Washington DC zu gehen. Ich bin eigentlich kein Mensch, der Städte mag, aber ich mochte diese historischen Städte sehen, auch in diesem Lincoln Memorial, wo die Erklärung, die Unabhängigkeitserklärung unter Glas gezeigt wird. Es ist wirklich schön, diese ganzen Sachen dort zu sehen.
Ich war auch schon dort. Also ist schon sehr schön. Ja. Übrigens, ich könnte noch schnell, das hat mir Ted auch geschickt, und zwar das Cover von seinem Buch kann ich einblenden.
Okay, I will see if I can.
Look at this.
I'll see if I can share this. Hold on here.
Ted, this is the cover of your book. I can show it here in the on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see what I can do to. Okay, let's hold on, my friends.
Wir könnten in der Zwischenzeit sagen, dass im Teds Buch ins Deutsche übersetzt wurde und der deutsche Titel heißt "Die ganze Welt wird eins sein".
Und ich möchte noch was Besonderes zu diesem Buch sagen, denn stellt euch mal vor, ihr würdet an einem Tisch sitzen mit besonderen Menschen wie John F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, der Präsident Eisenhower, Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, der Galaktischen Allianz. Und stellt euch vor, ihr würdet zusammen mit denen sitzen und all diese fantastischen Wesen erklären euch, was eigentlich, warum wir jetzt in dieser Welt, in dieser Situation sind, was deren Sicht ist, aber auch welche Ratschläge und Ideen sie für uns haben, um in diese neue, wunderbare Zeit hinzukommen. Für die Radiohörer, die ganze Welt wird eins sein. Wenn ihr euch nicht dem Verlag Amra merken könnt, geht einfach auf Amazon und merkt euch einfach nur, die ganze Welt wird eins sein, und dann könnt ihr das finden.
Genau, von Ted Ma. Und da lese ich auf der Rückseite sogar, dass Ted Out of This World Radio bereits 10 Jahre lang macht. Hey Ted, a long time. 10 years you're already broadcasting Out of This World Radio, is it right?
that's right, my friend. Can you see the YouTube screen? I found the video. And can you
see? I can see it.
You can't see it or not?
I can. Ich kann.
Can't. Okay. It says I'm screen sharing now. Let me do this. Ein Moment. Let me see if it'll work. Okay, it should work. Hold on here. I don't know why it's so difficult to do such a simple thing. Hold on here.
Also in der Theorie, für die Radiohörer, wir sehen die Deklaration der Unabhängigkeit, aber es funktioniert noch nicht so ganz. Und für die Menschen, die nur Deutsch verstehen, da müsst ihr einen Augenblick warten. Ich werde nachher eine Zusammenfassung davon geben. Ich möchte nicht dazwischen reden, weil das nur stören würde und das auch schwierig für mich werden würde.
Okay. Well, let me do this then. I did find the link again. Let me send it to you again by email. And I'll just do it again. It should work. It should work okay. I never know why it works 1 minute and why it doesn't work. Let me hear. Put it here.
Ich weiß nicht, warum es manchmal geht und manchmal nicht geht. Und ich beschuldige Zoom.
Okay, try this. Boom. I just sent you a better link. It should work okay. I don't know why it's not... okay, I don't know why it's not operating, but it should operate, but... Anyway, do you see it there, my friends?
I see your email, which is not...
Okay, the email there I just sent you has the new link for the...
Okay. Shall I try to do it?
Yeah, try to share that. That would be good.
Mm-hmm. Ach, there's at first an ad like usual.
That's okay. You can skip the ad. And then
I have to wait because it said the video will play after the ad.
That's all right. Yeah, they usually put it on for 5 seconds or something.
You may have to stop your sharing.
Okay, I'll stop my sharing. Okay, let me do that here just a minute.
Now, let's see.
There, I see it now.
Du musst, glaube ich, den auf den.
Politicians from the 13 American colonies come together in this building, right here, to plot what turns out to be a revolution. A contentious Continental Congress needs to set forth some convincing reasons for declaring war. Congress turns to a brilliant 33-year-old aristocrat from Virginia, Thomas Jefferson. In a matter of days, the red-haired wonder writes one of the most celebrated manifestos for human freedom and self-government in the history of Western civilization. The Continental Congress authorizes Philadelphia printer John Dunlap to print 200 broadsides, poster-sized sheets. The document, unsigned, is then rushed to waiting horsemen who put it in their saddlebags and gallop throughout the colonies. See if this revolutionary war is to be won. Thousands of farmers and tradesmen must be persuaded to take up arms and fight. And they do. Not many people realize it today, but scholars believe Jefferson intended for the Declaration to be performed and not just read. Its words and rhythms were written to be spoken in proud and defiant tones in grand public places. It's a safe bet that the Continental Congress never had in mind a performer like me. That is to say, a black man. Thomas Jefferson was not ignorant of the problem of slavery, of course. He called it a moral and political depravity. And in the original draft of the Declaration, denounced the slave trade as a cruel war against human nature itself. But Congress thought better of this particular item and deleted it. In fact, there is no mention of slavery or black people or of women, for that matter, in this preeminent statement on the equal rights of man. So it makes you wonder, how could a man who himself held slaves write with such incredible passion and eloquence about human liberation and the promise of a democratic republic? Why, some may ask, do I bring up such embarrassing truths on this glorious occasion? I answer, the real glory of the Declaration of Independence has been our nation's epic struggle throughout history to close the gap between the ideals of this remarkable document and the sometimes painful realities of American life. The Declaration symbolizes the birth of our nation, of course, but also the constant struggle to achieve its ideals. Consider, the words of this document inspired the French Revolution in 1789. 200 years later, the revolt of Chinese students in Tiananmen Square. It inspired Abraham Lincoln to issue the Emancipation Proclamation, Martin Luther King Jr. to fight for civil rights, and women's suffragettes to fight for the vote. This business of fulfilling the Declaration of Independence is a difficult struggle, but it is also an ennobling struggle. Jefferson called the Declaration an expression of the American mind. It is why this nation is so great and why I am so proud to be an American. Hear now those sentiments as first expressed in this very place.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
When a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he He has utterly neglected to attend to them.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable only to tyrants.
He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures.
He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within.
He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount of payment of their salaries.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation.
For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us.
For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. For imposing taxes on us without our consent.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government.
For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever.
He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands.
He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement year.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence.
They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. we must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce.
And to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Also das war ja jetzt wirklich spannend, fast 15 Minuten jetzt wurde die amerikanische Unabhängigkeitserklärung hier ein Video gespielt, also alle, die Ted Mars Live Show auch über Facebook anschauen können, haben das Video auch gesehen, kann man auch nachschauen und nachhören. Und das war die Unabhängigkeitserklärung aus dem Jahre 1776 vom 4. Juli. Und heute ist auch der 4. Juli, heute wird wieder Independence Day gefeiert. Ted! Interesting.
Hey, yeah, I'd love to see your faces again. Isma taking some time. Yeah, I understand. I understand why she doesn't have her video on. That's fine. Yeah, if it's easier on your eyes, you can cut. I forgot. I just remembered now. Yeah.
Okay.
Ich sag mal auf Deutsch eben. At first, I say in English. For the Facebook viewers, I'm going sometimes I will stop my camera, my video, because sure. I have headache and I don't want to have more headache. Right. Because if I close my camera, I can look somewhere else.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, my friend.
Und für die Deutschen, ich gehe manchmal von der Kamera weg, weil ich Kopfschmerzen habe und mache mein Bild aus. Und das tut mir leid, nächstes Mal wird das wieder richtig sein.
Dafür habe ich jetzt mein Bild wieder eingeschaltet mit meinem wunderschönen T-Shirt heute.
Ja. Thomas, this will be incorporated in my new book, but Thomas Jefferson is saying now that we should have a second American Revolution now in the US, like we did back in 1776. We need a new Declaration of Independence, because this government we've got currently is a fake government, controlled by a former power, a foreign power, the CCP, a Chinese Communist Party. A year and a half ago, Texas, he says, should have seceded from the Union. When Biden stopped, I better stop. Let you translate, Isma. My apologies.
Yeah, thank you. Tetma hat Thomas Jefferson gechannelt, und das wird auch in seinem neuen Buch sein. Er wird ein neues Buch schreiben. Thomas Jefferson hat zu Ted Mar durch Channeling gesagt, dass eine neue Revolution gebraucht wird und eine neue Deklaration der Unabhängigkeit, weil das amerikanische Land sehr infiltriert ist durch die CCP. Und yes, I've done it.
Yeah, thank you. He's also saying that the current shot program is nothing more than an attempt to subvert the U.S. and its military so that we won't have a country left in a couple of years.
What was the first thing that didn't came clear?
Okay. He said that the current shot program, the vaccine, are a way to subvert the United States and get rid of it, kill off all the people and our military too.
Das medizinische Programm, was jetzt überall auf der Welt so rum existiert, Thomas Jefferson hat auch gesagt, dass das in Amerika besonders ausgelebt wird, damit Amerika geteilt wird und geschwächt wird, damit es von anderen Mächten übernommen werden kann.
Now, I personally like Russia. I don't have a problem with them, but their military is smart. They're not taking any of these stupid shot programs at all. Nothing.
Und Ted sagt, er mag, er hat nichts gegen die Russen und er sagt, die russische Armee, die Soldaten bekommen nicht diese medizinische Behandlung.
And the Chinese military is not taking any shots whatsoever.
Und dasselbe gilt auch für die chinesische Armee.
You know, I mean, it's so obvious to see what's going on. And all the grounds for a second revolution are there. You know, we've got politicians in the United States, they say, that are completely bought off by the Chinese and other foreign powers who are traitors. They'd sell out their grandmothers to make money if they had it. You know, they don't care about freedom. They don't care about the country. All they care about is money, and it's destroying the America that we knew when we declared the Declaration of Independence.
Und Ted sagt, dass viele Politiker, die heutzutage an der Macht sind, nicht an das Wohl des Landes denken, sondern nur an eigenes Vermögen und an eigene Kraft, an eigene Macht. Also es hat nicht mehr sehr viel damit zu tun mit der ursprünglich wunderschönen Deklaration der Unabhängigkeit und die ganzen Punkte, die da drin vereinigt sind.
And he's telling me something very profound now.
Und Ted bekommt gerade eine Nachricht.
If you are in America, stand up for what this country was based upon. That's freedom.
Und er sagt, Thomas Jefferson sagt durch Ted Ma, wenn du ein Amerikaner bist, ist es jetzt die Zeit, wieder aufzustehen und wieder daran zu erinnern, für was Amerika eigentlich stehen sollte.
And no matter what country you're in, stand up for freedom.
Und egal, wo du bist, in welchen anderen Ländern du bist, stehe auf für Freiheit.
He really appreciates the U.S. Supreme Court during the last couple of weeks affirming the right of people to have right to bear arms, to have guns under the Second Amendment.
Thomas Jefferson ist sehr froh darüber, dass bei dem höchsten Gericht in Amerika das Recht bewaffnet zu sein, nicht weggenommen wurde.
It's very interesting. Thomas Jefferson is saying the Uvalde shooting in Texas was a fake event staged to take away our gun rights.
Und erzählt noch weiter, Thomas Jefferson, was in Texas passiert ist, soll eine Angelegenheit gewesen sein, die nicht natürlich passiert ist, sondern eben die extra erschaffen.
And he really appreciates all the good work that Clarence Thomas and the other judges have done on the U.S. Supreme Court in protecting our rights and freedoms.
Und Thomas Jefferson ist sehr, sehr erfreut darüber, dass, what was his name again, the judge?
Clarence Thomas.
Dass Clarence Thomas, das ist ein Richter des obersten Gerichts in Amerika, dass er für diese Dinge eingestanden ist.
He said, look what happened in Australia when all the guns were taken away from the beautiful Australian people.
Er sagt, schaut, was passiert ist in Australien, als diese Rechte, das Recht, um Waffen tragen zu dürfen, als es den Menschen weggenommen wurde.
The police and the security forces in Melbourne, Australia, were killing people and beating them up because they had no way to defend themselves against tyrannical government.
Und da sind viele Menschen umgekommen durch tyrannische Polizisten, die Menschen umgebracht haben, also Sicherheitspolizisten.
In Canada, the right to bear arms is severely restricted so that most people don't have any weapons.
In Kanada ist das Recht, um Waffen zu tragen, sehr reduziert. Und sie haben also so gut wie, also fast keiner kann Waffen haben, um sich verteidigen zu können.
And so the first thing the Canadians did, they organized a truckers' strike in Canada this year, this spring, and fought for democracy.
Und deshalb hatten im Frühling die LKW-Fahrer, vielleicht könnt ihr euch daran erinnern, in Kanada haben die ganz große Streiks gemacht. I want to say something to the German-speaking community.
Ja, natürlich, bitte.
in America about the right to bear arms. In America ist in der in der Verfassung ist es drin hineingeschrieben, dass man das Recht hat, Waffen zu tragen, weil damals die Gründer von Amerika gesagt haben, sollte in der Zukunft eine Regierung kommen, die nicht gut ist, damit die Bevölkerung geschützt ist und so eine Regierung verändern kann. Das heißt nicht, dass jeder wild rumschießen kann, darum dreht sich das nicht. Das steht in der Deklaration drin, dass es eigentlich nur als Schutz für die Bevölkerung ist.